she hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interview, and commentary. At 10:15, we have Law and Disorder, which investigates Trump's financial ties to Russian oligarchs, plus former CIA analyst Ray McGovern explains the deep state's role in hacking during the presidential campaign. At 11, on Stage and Studio, D'Mae Roberts welcomes Devin Allen, who stars in the new production of Good With People at Performances Works Northwest. And then a preview of D'Mae's new documentary, Crossing East, Relations, about the historic relationship between Black and Asian Americans. And then rounding out the morning at 11:30, On the Ground, Voices of Resistance from the Nation's Capital, with reports from Gerald Holm on the Manchester bombing, Libya, and the Supreme Court's voting rights decision. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. Additionally, if you've heard anything today or on another day that you'd like to hear again, go to kboo.portland/listen. Stick around.
Hello, KBOO members. Thank you for being part of our amazing community. It takes all of us to manage this great community resource, and the role played by KBOO Board of Directors is essential. Here is an opportunity for you to join the KBOO Board and become part of the team that is guiding our daily work and representing the interests and visions of all of our members. Please consider applying to become a KBOO Board member if you want to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to good use. There is a time commitment of about 15 hours a month for all board members, and you must be a KBOO member. To apply, go to kboo.fm or stop by the station to pick up a paper copy. The deadline to apply is May 25th, 2017. We are looking for folks who love KBOO, who are committed to our community, and who want to carry forward KBOO's values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. KBOO needs you. Apply today.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is May 30th, Tuesday, 2017. You're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your Resistance Radio, your whistleblower radio. And we're heading into Good Samaritan Radio Land. The Acts of Courage in Portland recently were breathtaking. The crime itself is breathtaking. I went to the vigil very briefly. It was very difficult to look into those faces. I always wonder when I'm in a crowd what goes on in people's minds and how much of that can we see through their eyes. That's always been a tricky question, and made more so these days under Trump, where we don't really know what is sort of lurking in people and what has been given permission. It seems that as a nation, Americans have given themselves permission to act out the certainly not the better angels of our nature, but acting out something else within us that apparently was there all along. This is a characteristic of the Puritan mind, and it should come as no surprise. Americans brought it with them. It was kind of like we brought that type of mindset, and as well as smallpox, and pretty much the whole continent has been infected. One way of understanding politics in America is through, wait for it, sports. That's right. And one huge glaring omission on the left has been we failed at sometimes when we're trying to understand acts of violence and the response brought to the issue by the better angels of our nature. But we fail to use, so it's right in front of us constantly, all the time. Just go take a look at ESPN, and bang, there it is. Politics and sports, it goes hand in hand. If you want to understand politics in America during the regime of Trump, there is no better way. Happily, we have someone who knows wherever he speaks. It's Andrew McGregor. That's right, Politics and Sports in Trump's America. There's a fantastic website. There's a bibliography. There's a list of books that have come out. This is, if you read that list, it'll give you a glimmer of insight into why this is so important to understanding what goes on in this nation in 2017. It goes quite a good distance towards answering the age-old question, how did we get here? Good morning, Andrew. Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We don't have much time. I want to ask you a little bit about how sports, why sports is so critical to understanding the political face of America today.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with sports. They sort of, in reference to Trump, they really fit into his sort of callback to sort of white masculinity and sort of this nostalgic point. And so I think if you want to understand a lot of his movement, you have to think about sort of the sports figures that he relies on, people like Bobby Knight and the legacy of Joe Paterno and things like that. He's really calling back. And so that's really one way that you can use sports to sort of understand this culture that he thinks that he's representing.
So we had recently, it was kind of amazing, we've recently seen in Portland an act of horrible violence and the community's response to that. So that's certainly, after many years of trying to get this issue brought to the fore on the radio station, because I do think it's important, then we had this event on the weekend, and then kicking off the week on Monday, we had the Harper Strickland Ball of 2017, harkening back to it. Wait for it. An earlier brawl. That's right. So these instances of violence cropping up in an area that we think of generally as something that we go to for relief from violence. It's flipped, it seems, and that we see so much violence. I mean, we've given ourselves permission to act out, it seems.
Yeah, definitely.
And this was baseball.
And I think, at least with baseball, the fights are competing versions of masculinity. So you have sort of the middle class, lower class masculinity who sort of fighting to protect themselves and their guys. And then you have sort of the upper class masculinity trying to put you in your place by hitting you with a baseball. And so it sort of represents this sort of competing culture.
There's been a book out for a very long time. And it's one reason I started thinking about this years and years ago. It's Baseball, I Gave You All the Best Years of My Life, which is a collection of not great writing, but writing by people who did take up this question and try in the best way that they could to answer it. But this is it in order to understand some aspects of the way American culture seems to have betrayed its own purported values. All the talk out of D.C., Donald Trump's rhetoric denies violence at the same time that it is acting out. And we're looking into from the world of sports, it seems that that's kind of written into the rules. It is ways to break the rules. And now we see them in a political life, rules written with ways to break them. Can you talk a little bit? Let's see, we've got a couple more minutes here. I cannot let you go without talking about football. And people really wouldn't be interested in football. It's like if it wasn't for the thrill of watching guys hit hard and then harder. How did that become one? From hockey too, of course. It's funny. It's like permissible in hockey, but football. We think they're limits. So we set up limits to knock them down. It's another question of hitting as hard as possible. Can you talk a bit about that and look at that question from the point of view of sports in our history?
Yeah. So football started in the late 19th century, in the 1890s, during an era in America where we thought we were losing our toughness. We thought we were becoming weak. The frontier closed, so you have these myths about American exceptionalism. We thought we were losing that. So they wanted a really vigorous, strong game to sort of prove that we were tough. And so Teddy Roosevelt's a big booster of this sort of culture and of football early on. And ever since then, it's just keep going and going. And so as we get bigger and better players, as we get more faster, better technology, better drugs, better medicine, everything, it's actually gotten to the point where the impact is maybe even worse now than it was when they played with no pads because of all the new technology. And so this, again, is sort of this American trying to prove itself, trying to say, hey, we're tough. We want to show you how tough we are, and to prove your toughness, you have to be willing to hurt yourself, basically. And so I see football sort of in that legacy, really for the last 100 years at least.
It's part of it's part two, looks to me. I want to ask you about this just before we let you go. So there seems to be a magical thinking, sort of belief in American invincibility. We are invincible. We can get away with anything. We can do anything. How do you see that infiltrating politics from the sports side and again from politics? It seems to be in um, infecting sports. This is a two-way street with built-in deniability. How did that come about?
I mean, when America sort of became, or the United States became, the sort of global dominant country, we've sort of seen ourselves as invincible and as in charge, and nobody can, you know, sort of challenge us. And if we think about sports during the Olympics and during the Cold War, American dominance has always sort of reinforced our belief as us being the top dog. And so there's that really interesting connection there between the Cold War and sports and politics going on. In terms of America being the top dog or invincibility, there's also this thing how sports represents sort of this youthful nostalgia. And so we think of athletes, and we think of our nostalgia for good sports teams as sort of arrested in a certain period of time. And so we always think of them as sort of this youthful vigor that that is really what America wants to think about itself as, even though we may have lost a step. You know, I'm not saying that we've lost a step, but there's that thought, right?
Then we say, Trump is the ultimate manifestation of magical thinking, and how it can begin the destruction of a nation. Thank you so much, Andrew. I am very, very happy to have you on the show. I'd like to, we've just covered some generalities today, but hopefully we'll have you back. We'll talk about some specific instances. I got to see that brawl. I'm not kidding. I'm so sorry. I'm not glorifying it. It's a horrifying image, and it says a lot about who we are, who we've become, and maybe Andrew is going to give some suggestions for the world of sports on how we stop this. Suffice it to say, for an introduction to the KBOO airwaves, thank you so very much. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, May 30th, 2017, engineering for us today is Tommy Fache. He drinks Air Cascadia. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
After an investigation,